My name is Sonja Pidel. Our lab is a Future Self and Design Living Lab at Swinburne University of Technology in Melbourne, Australia. And we are aiming for creating innovative solutions to increase the quality of life of older adults. In particular, we are focusing on health and well-being. A lot of our projects really focus on social interaction, and I think once you look into social interaction, intergenerational interaction becomes important. We have some projects that specifically look into intergenerational social interaction. We had one project where we looked into storytelling about meaningful places in Melbourne. It was called Sharing Melbourne, where we created a virtual reality experience of places that have been meaningful for older people when they were young, and they are still meaningful for people now, and they would immerse in this environment and tell each other stories. And example was the Melbourne Zoo. So the zoo experience has changed a lot, and values around zoos, and still that is interesting for younger people. Still, these memories hold a positive connotation, and older adults like talking about them, and then a conversation starts. And another example are the Myers Christmas windows. They have been around since, I think, the 1920s, and they are highlighted every Christmas time. And again, the generations would talk about their memories about these Christmas windows over time. So we have a lot of PhD students in the Living Lab, and we also have a sounding board of older people. This means there is also in the lab intergenerational interaction, and we got that lovely letter from one of our board members saying it feels like your PhD students are like my great and grand great children, and she comes to every presentation, to every talk, and there is involved in that interaction. Our Living Lab has 9 different partners that are outside of the university. And we paid a lot of attention in working in our close community, meaning where Swinburne University is located. We are working with the local council there, with the local elite health services there. They are just over the road. There's the office of Seniorpreneurs, which is a startup for people who decide later in life to create their own business. And often, in being older and having that experience in creating their business, they are looking themselves into solution for their parents, but also sometimes for themselves when they grow older. So these are the important partners we have, and because of that closeness and locality, we are involved in shared projects. For example, we are providing technologies that are implemented in the community, look after social activity groups, and develop and evaluate solutions there. Or another example is in the case of the elite health services, we are looking into innovate their waiting room. This is a space where 13 different services are located, and people in this waiting room go to one of these services, and it's not about interior design. This is just a small part of it. It is about the whole information flow and data access and patient data access, how you do the appointments, and also how do you make that waiting time short but also meaningful for people.